Hi, it's Paul Swin from Creative Solutions Chartered Accountants. Welcome to our audio series, Grow Your Business. We're helping you to increase profit, run your business more efficiently, unlock the value of your business, and build a business that works without you.
Welcome to our fifth reason for why business plans fail. So we've already looked at not having a plan to start with, not having specific goals, not implementing your plan, and not having any accountability. And we're going to look at the effect of not having any measurement systems in place and why, without measuring your processes, your progress, your results, that your business plan is going to fail. So measurement is really important. And there's been barriers to measurement in the past. You know, in the past, it was tedious and time-consuming to capture that data. But that's all changed. We have technology. There are so many cloud-based software as a service applications that make capturing information so much easier. You have your accounting systems, you have your point of sale systems, you have your CRM, your customer relationships, you have your Google Analytics, you have your website statistics, you've got all your e-commerce statistics. You need to measure them, but we also need to identify what are the key things we need to measure for your business success. We can measure a lot of things and they can tell us a lot of statistics, but it's like looking at a multi-display dashboard. That's too much. We need to narrow it down to what are the success criteria for your business and measure those and report on those. Because what we've discovered is that what you measure gets done. If you're measuring things, people do them. What you measure gets done. And we want to make sure that we implement our plan. We want to implement the right actions. We want to get the results and make sure that our actions are getting the results that we desire, the results that we need, so that we can say that our business plan has been effective in growing our business profitably. So let's measure the important areas of success for our plan, for our business. What are the key things that will achieve a successful business? So a lot of businesses monitor sales and profitability. Now, sales and profitability are what we call lag indicators. Okay, and they're good to measure. Profit is really the end lag indicator because it's the end result. Sales affects our margins, affects our profitability. So that most businesses focus on sales and profitability. But they don't often monitor the factors that drive sales, that drive sustained growth and influence the profitability. And with those things that drive sales and future growth are what we call lead indicators or lead metrics. And every business should be concerned with these. So you should be monitoring not just your lag indicators, your sales and your profitability, they're your outcomes, but you should be measuring the things that drive those growth factors. So things like new customers, new customer inquiries, conversions, product returns or cancelled sales. All of these pieces of information can come from your processes, the systems that you track, your sales processes, your e-commerce sites, your websites. Pulling it all together, measure what is driving the growth factors for your business. Customer satisfaction should be a starting point. Okay, what are the important things to make your customers happy? What are they looking for? And then how do you actually, how do you deliver? Do you meet the criteria? Do you meet the performance criteria? Are you achieving the outcomes that your clients, your customers expect? If not, well, that is something you need to address, because if you're not meeting your customers' expectations, then you're reducing the ability to get future sales from that customer. You're reducing the ability to get referral income from that customer. Customer satisfaction is a big thing to work on and to measure. Likewise, if you're looking at growing your business and you want to improve the value of each sale, how do you do that? What do you do? Do you need to introduce new products? What numbers of contacts with potential customers do your sales team need to be making? How much advertising, or where are you advertising marketing to? How are you going to drive leads coming into your business? And how are you going to convert to an actual sale? What's your process? Measuring the effectiveness against targets, your targets, not just benchmarking against other businesses, but against the targets that you're setting. Do you need to improve? How much do you need to improve by? And then we can look at, well, if we're not improving, what do we need to change? Do we need sales training for our salespeople? Do we need a better marketing program? Do we need to work with an SEO expert or a Google expert or a Facebook ads expert? What do we need to do? Do we need to source better product to make our customers happier? So by measuring the goals, we can actually work out, you know, how effective we are and what else we need to be doing. It can highlight areas of concern for our business and things that we need to address. Because if we don't address them, we're not going to achieve that sales growth. So looking at some of these factors that drive growth, that drive sales, looking at some of the lead measures. So it might be a case of, let's tie this back in. So if we want to increase our sales by $100,000, and we know that each time we make a sale, it's $1,000. So we've got 100 extra sales we need to make. So how many people engage with our business before they actually convert to a sale? If it's 10, then we need to reach out to 1,000 people. So how are we going to reach out to them? So measuring the goals, measuring the actual transactions, the data, helps us be more specific and identify the actions we need to take and how effective we are. So we need to come up with what's most important for your business. And this is part of the plan. And this comes back to your original goals, the immediate plan, the immediate action items that are going to give you the most impact. And what are we going to focus on? And then how do we deliver that strategy? How do we deliver it? And then how do we measure it? How do we know that we're being successful? What is a successful result for your business? Your business, not just any business or your industry, but what's the success target for your business? We need to review that, and we need to make it easier to do. So we need to pull all this data in together. And there are ways that we can do this. I'm a big fan of not reinventing. You know, use technology that's available, use a process that somebody's already developed that's been tested, vetted, and used. We like to use the mouse KPI dashboard because it pulls in your data from different sources and puts your KPIs into a very readable and focused format. Then helps you drill down to your strategies and your plan, links in with your business plan, which you can also put together in a easy to follow format by using the mouse tools. Give your team members some specific targets, specific KPIs and performance standards, and then meet with them. Give them monthly, weekly reporting. You know, we meet here weekly and go over what did we achieve last week and what are our goals for this week? And how does that tie back into our big goals? What are we doing? Are we achieving on a weekly basis? It's easy to refine. If we know we're off target, we know what we've got to do to get back on target. So set plans in place. We measure the activity that produces the result. What we measure gets done. Remember, what we measure gets done. So if we measure the activities that produce results, so focusing on customer acquisition drives more sales, drives more profit. So focusing on how do we acquire more customers, what are the activities we need to take. And if we make this fun, we can add some fun to the process. We can gamify the process. When you make it fun for your team and for you, the results tend to lift. I remember reading a story about a factory that had a night shift and a day shift, and how do they encourage them to be more productive and to strive for producing more excellence. And there was a bit of fun because there became a competition between the night shift and the day shift. And what would happen is at the end of each shift, they would write on the floor the number of goods that they produced that day or that shift. And then the next shift would come in, see that number on the floor and think, right, we're going to beat that. So production actually lifted in that business as a result of just that simple thing of just making it a bit of fun and gamifying the measurement, the results. So focus on what is important, regularly monitor. And that way you'll know if you're being effective in your strategy, effective in implementing your strategy, and is it delivering the desired outcomes? Because if we don't measure it, we're not going to know if we're off track. And by being off track or off focus just a small amount, at the end of the day, can mean you are way off target, that you're in a different place to where you want to be. It's like shooting an arrow. If you are slightly off with your aim, you're going to miss the target by a lot more distance. Because as the longer you travel, the longer that arrow travels in the air, the bigger that gap, that being off focus is going to be magnified. So measuring the key things that drive success in your business plan will help you have a more successful plan.
Find more resources at creativesolutions.com.au.